time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Do I have a warm feeling inside show for you today? Because the title of the show is Preparing Gear and Your Body for Warmth in the Outdoors. See a little play on words there. Well, you know what? One of the things my dad always says to me is the two things you can't win against is the weather and the water. And hey, we are out in kayaks and canoes and boats all the time on the water. Obviously, it's Joey B's Outdoor Adventure, so we're out in the weather. It doesn't matter from the hottest day in the desert to the coldest day. Snow, it doesn't. So for us, when we're out there, we need to make sure that we're prepped. So today's day is all about making sure, and you always hear the term dressing in layers. Well, I'm going to talk to you about these layers today and show you the importance of each layer. This show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. And the first layer is the most important one against your body, and these are wicking layers. And the reason why you want to, if you don't know this, the reason why you get cold is when your body sweats, the sweat itself, the water, becomes cold. And as that coldness is touching your body, that's in turn how you get cold. So we want to make sure that we can get that water, that moisture away from our body. Think about something like this. I'll be out snowshoeing and I've been out there for hours and people say, oh, you're snowshoeing and it's in the cold. You're not. I'm telling you right now, if you're doing snowshoeing as an exercise activity, you will be completely wet with sweat from head to toe. It is a great workout. For me, it's also a great way to get in the backcountry, away from people, getting to see wildlife, all those different things. But hey, I've got to get that moisture away from me. So with that first body layer, and you can go to an outdoor store, you can go also to a ski store, and you get that wicking moisture away, or you're wicking the moisture away from your body. That is the key thing. It takes it from your body, puts it into the wicking layer, and that layer actually puts it into the layer outside of it. And in the wintertime, and I'll give you a cool example, we're hiking along the Delaware, and we're looking for eagles that have migrated down from Canada, and we're having the greatest times. Sometimes we are just simply hiking in snow, and I'll talk to you about all the gear that goes along with that, and sometimes we're on snowshoe. Well, either way, we need to make sure that we actually have that moisture away from our body. And one of my sayings is this, cotton is rotten. Hey, and I love cotton shirts. I happen to live in long sleeve t-shirts, even on the hottest days in the summer. I just love them. But in the wintertime, cotton will hold that moisture in against your body. So for that reason, cotton is rotten. We stay away from cotton layers altogether. So the second layer that goes on my body is fleece. And if you don't know this, fleece is made in weights. There is a 100 weight, a 200 weight, and a 300 weight. They're probably by now even a 400 weight. And a 100 being the lightest. It's funny. I'm in the studio right now. I'd rather be in the outdoors because Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. But I'm in the studio. And I'm wearing a 100 weight fleece top here just because it's nice and light and enjoyable. Well, when I am in the outdoors, I look for that 200 weight or that 300 weight because two things. It's going to wick, or take the moisture that's wicked. It's going to put it in, and the fleece actually puts it on the outside of it, so it's getting it away from your body. And here's the difference. When I was doing my grizzly bear research, I'm up in the Rocky Mountains, and you know, it is 70s, maybe you hit close to 80 again. So obviously, this is early August. So obviously, you hit 70 degree days, top of the Rockies, wonderful days. But it would go down to 30 at night, and every now and then it hit 20 at night. And I tell you, the gear that I had, I really wasn't, number one, wasn't prepped. And again, I wasn't listening to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure Show. So, but I really wasn't prepped for what I needed there. So we had come out of the mountains to get our gear, or gear up rather. We head into West Yellowstone. And we're in West Yellowstone, and I go over to Bob Jacklin's fly shop. And I'm at Bob Jacklin's, and I'm asking questions, and he gives me the 200 weight fleece, and I go up to the top there, and I have that as my layer. And even at night, I'm one of those guys that some people will zip themselves all the way up inside their sleeping bag. And to me, if I do that, I feel like a burrito. So I can't do that. So I always like have it zipped down sort of on an angle, fold it down. Just want to be able to move a little bit. And that's where I was getting cold. I put that fleece on with it zipped down, and I was as warm as could be. And some of those nights were pretty cold up there. And here's a cool fleece fact. I like that, the two F's, fleece fact. Well, if you don't know it, fleece is recycled plastic. So when you talk about like your water bottles that you're using, we recycle them to water bottles, and then we also recycle them to your fleece tops. So now, you've got the wicking layer against your body, the fleece layer. So what's on the outside? My next layer, which is typically my outside layer, is a down coat. They, again, come in weights. I would recommend, and we're talking about dressing for warmth, so I would recommend a 500 weight plus. I mean, they make 600 and 700 weights and all that. Depends on how extreme cold it is. And if you don't know, down coats are down feathers, and these are the same feathers used from waterfowl. And think about this. If a duck in the wintertime could be swimming in freezing cold water and stay warm, well, then I want that on my body. So I actually use that that down coat as my outer layer. And again, I am as warm as could be. Hey, there are even times where I have to unzip down a little bit, not much, but unzip down to let some of the heat escape because it's so warm inside of there. Now, a few years back, working with our youth, around Christmas time, I used to have this little clothesline I would hang up and say, the clothesline is warm head, warm hands, warm heart. And I was encouraging them for our needy to make sure that they would give hats, warm head, gloves, warm hand, because I couldn't put boots on there on the clothesline. They would come down. But we would always, it's amazing, we would get it filled up and it would be filled up in an instant. And then we would donate them most times to the Red Cross and the Christmas gifts and all this. And they were able stocking stuffers and all different things, being able to give them out. So let's go to your hands. And how do we keep our hands warm? Many of you know this, but let's talk about it. Mittens keep your hands warmer than gloves. Well, the reason is your mittens, your digits, your fingers are actually next to each other. And that's going to, you know, one is going to help warm the other. And here's my simple little hint, and I do this in the wintertime when I'm running. If my thumbs, because they're separated out, if they begin to get a little cold, I slide my thumbs out of their sleeve and slide them into with my four other digits, and I just move them around a little bit, warm them up that way. Well, what I typically do is this, because in the outdoors, we're always, hey, we may have a camera crew and we're filming in the outdoors. We've got binoculars, or whatever the deal. So I really need to use my fingers. So I actually, and once again, you can go to an outdoor store, you can go to a ski store, and the first thing I buy are these little, and these are inexpensive, hand liners, or glove liners, put them on. And then they sell these little wool gloves with the fingers cut off. So I put them on over it, so my little tips of my fingers are covered, obviously, in the liner, and the rest of my hand is covered in the liner and that wool glove. I then put a hunting mitten on, because hunting mittens have slits in the palms that you could slide your fingers out. So, you know, you keep your fingers inside and you're doing whatever you're doing. You have your poles for your snowshoes or your skiing or whatever. And then when I need to take my fingers to do something so I can be amble with my fingers, I pop them out, do what I'm doing, pop them in. And I have found that that combo works best for me. Once again, it is, you know, you're learning from me and others. It's your job to, and sometimes it's trial and error, but we try to learn from others. It's your job to make quality decisions for you, especially in the outdoors. Now, we want to try to stay away from Gore-Tex products. And you say, why Gore-Tex? Gore-Tex is probably some type of carcinogen, and I know that they're not going to be happy with me talking about it, but hey, my job is to protect you. Because people say, waterproof. So I don't use that on any of my layers. Now, here's another glove hint. My buddy the Featherman, could you imagine he's a birder and his name is the Featherman? He actually likes gloves, and that's fine. And what he does is he takes an extra pair of gloves, unzips his jacket, puts the gloves in, zips it back up, and he's using one pair of gloves. And if his hands start to get a little cold, he zips down, switches gloves. The other gloves, because they were close to his body, are now warm and toasty. And he just exchanges gloves back and forth. He's the only person in the history world I've ever seen do that. But I know that it works, and he's done this forever. So either he's got super warm hands, or this little switch of the gloves is a great technique. So let's talk about now your head, because, hey, we want to make sure our hands, our head, and our feet stay warm. Well, with our head, we want to make sure that we have a hat that covers our ears. Most times, I use a fleece hat. You want to make sure you have a couple things. You want to make sure that there's comfort. It fits well. And a couple of the hats, you can actually buy a hat with something that's called Thinsulate. And Thinsulate is a product that you would, it's actually inside the hat. I even have some lightweight coats, not for just dressing warmth. But I have some lighter Thinsulate coats for the outdoors. And that'd be when I speak to you about dressing for fall, spring. And I also have my Mad Bomber hat. And if you've never seen a Mad Bomber hat, you need to go online, check out Mad Bomber. It's actually a brand name. But they are some of the warmest hats covering the ears. The other thing is, I'm going to tell you is, here's my other saying, dressing for warmth is not a fashion statement. So your job is not to be fashionable out there. But the Mad Bomber hat does two things. It makes me look cool, and it keeps me warm. But just in general, that is, and that's for real, that is my statement. I always talk about dressing for warmth, not a fashion statement. Because, hey, I'd rather be warm than look good for the selfie. So now let's go to your feet. And what I use on my feet are two layers. One is a sock liner. And a sock liner, again, is a wicking away layer. Because think about this. You're hiking along doing whatever you're doing in the outdoors in the snow. And your feet are sweating. Well, they're going to get cold quick. But that sock liner wicks away the moisture into the next layer. And now they make a couple layers. I am not a total wool guy because sometimes I get itchy with wool. They have Merlina wool. And I have found some of the wool blends with some of the acrylics work well as that next layer because it's adding warmth. And it's amazing. And I found this in Campmore. One of the layers of the blend with the wools and the acrylics, think about this. It actually defies nature and wicks the moisture up and out of your boot. So I'm getting moisture to leave my shoe or my boot, my snowshoe, and get it to go straight out. So I actually use this, obviously, definitely in the winter. But spring, fall, I fly fish whenever I can. And, you know, you get into a cooler temperature spring, a cooler temperature fall. So I use this layer, you know, three seasons. And, hey, even in the wintertime, and it's not many days because it's real snowy. And snow doesn't stop us from fly fishing. But sometimes the cold and the snow, or many times it's the wind. Well, anyway, once again, story for another day. But I do also fish in the wintertime. So this combo does well for me. Now, let's talk about rain tops. And you go, rain tops in the winter? Well, guess what? Rain tops can also be used as a wind top. So I always jam in my backpack, and I'll talk about backpacks in a little bit. I always jam my rain top inside my backpack because you catch some windy days, and all of a sudden you put that layer on, not for rain, not for water, but for wind protection, and it keeps you warm. And with my kayak, and there's a number of kayak tops that you can wear that are water tops. And when I am out in the water, and I might do a wicking layer, I might do a fleece layer, And again, I'm not talking about being out in the winter because it's funny. My buddy Coach Gorski and I, when we kayak straight up through until we decide that the day we're out, we're going, hey, it's not comfortable anymore. We're done. And that could probably be late November if we had a warm, warm fall into winter, early December. But I have that kayak top on that's waterproof, but it's also windproof too. So just a little bit for you there. So now let's go to footwear. And when I talk footwear, here's the deal. I'm going to give you a crazy story. I mentioned to you about eagles before. And one day, my good buddy Dr. Dan and I were out hiking along the Delaware. And the river is frozen. And I'm going to tell you, make sure that you know that you're safe especially when you're walking out on ice. And there are all these safety standards. And actually, you can go to Joey B TV, and I actually have an episode on, short one, but on ice safety and what the thicknesses are. Well, we were on ice near the edge that was thick enough probably to drive a four-wheeler on easily. And again, sometimes even though the ice is so thick, there are stress fractures in the ice. Well, Dr. Dan breaks through, and it wasn't deep. It was maybe about a foot or two, but he does break through, goes down, his boot goes down and up, and he's out, and he's safe. And again, you know, you make sure that your buddy's safe, and then you sort of, you know, hey, best friends, you joke a little bit. But we need to make sure that, and he did have snow boots on, so let's talk about snow boots and the warmth of the boot, because we already spoke about you've got your sock ladder on and then whatever acrylic or wool sock you're wearing. Well, snow boots, the best will have Thinsulate in them, and they come in what's called grains. And I typically use a 400 grain. I probably use a 400 grain just about all the time in the outdoors. But I do have one pair of 800 grain boots. Again, making sure, because going up in number, it's going to be warmer. But I'm, you know, typically my snow boots are the 400 grains. It doesn't matter whether I am on my tractor and plow in the snow, because let me tell you, you know, people say, oh, it's snowing outside, you get snow boots on, stay warm. Well, once I get on the tractor and plow, I'm not moving my body around. I'm just sitting on the tractor, and you can get cold quick there. But my Thinsulate, the 400 grain, they just simply really do well for me. And one of the things, and you can find all of these in hunting stores, outdoor stores, camping stores. You know, one of the things I recommend is this, to keep them waterproof. A couple products out there. One of them's called Snow Seal. Don't get any money from, you know, saying no name brands. But the Snow Seal that's out there, they make one, and it has beeswax. One is a spray that you could spray on your boots. But I actually like the one where you actually just, it's the regular, it's really, in essence, it's beeswax. And you actually just goop it out in your hand, you rub it on the boot. This will change the color of your snow boot or hiking boot. It will make them darker, no question. But I seal them up, Snow Seal, so it is staying waterproof. And that's actually how I like to, so instead of the Gore-Tex-y products and all that, that's how I actually like to keep my boots watertight. So that's an important deal. Now, if you're going to wear a hiking boot, let's just say that, hey, you might be going for a hike. It's winter. It's not really snowy in the region that you're going, but it's a cold time. And, you know, so I always recommend mid-cut boots versus low-cut. And again, this is just for the ankle turning type of thing. But if you're going to be out there doing something, I'm a mid-cut guy. And so now, if you are out there and the snow is deeper than your boots, whether it's a hiking boot or your snowshoe, snow boot, well, what do you do? Well, then we put gaiters on. And gaiters are, they look like these little sleeves that will clip onto your boot, open up, zip up behind your calf or your gastrocnemius if you're a scientist, and you tie them just below your knee. There's little laces that come out the top. So what it does is sort of extends, it's the extendo boot type of thing up to your knee. So if you're hiking along and let's say all of a sudden you hit some deeper snow, well, you can just brush the snow or the snow just falls off the gaiters. So the gaiters actually help protect you and keep you drier all the way up to your knee. I am a big gator guy. I actually like alligators too, but I'm a big gator guy in those lower snows because if I am going out, and let's talk about pants for in the outdoors, but I'm going to get to an outside layer on that. Once again, when I am going out in the wintertime dressing for the warmth, I will use fleece pants. And again, they make them in 200 weight and 300 weight. For those of you that are fly fishermen, they make them so you can put them on and then put your waders over them to keep warmer out there. But if I'm out hiking, I've got one of my 200 or 300 weight pants on, and then I put rain pants over them because the rain pants, not for rain, but the snow will brush off of those pants very easy. Now I don't need gaiters. So there's something for you to think about. So whether it's pants and, you know, your fleece pants and then rain pants over them, or you're going with the gaiters up to the knee, In that snowier region, you're going to make sure that you're keeping snow off the bod. That's a good thing. So let's talk about people. Then the typical name that people use are thermals. Well, if you're using thermals, long johns, putting your mon, they need to be a wicking layer because, once again, moisture against your body. That includes your underwear. Yeah, so let's talk underwear on the show for a little bit. Wait, no, seriously. Hey, they make underwear that have our wicking layers. So we're going to wick moisture away from our body. That is one of the absolute key things. Now, you often heard me talk about, like, the show is brought to you by Tranquility Mountain Backpacks. Well, now let's talk about wearing a backpack out in the wild. Well, the one that I wear is the Joey B Signature Series by Tranquility Mountain. Well, that would make sense that I'd wear that, but let me tell you why. You see, I was able to work and design and test these backpacks for them. And let me tell you, their design team, anytime I'd say, well, how about, and they go, okay, and we try it, and how about, and they were so amenable to me because we were designing, like, the we have designed the perfect day pack. But let's talk about in that day pack, because when I'm out in the wild, well, what do you bring out there? Because here's the importance. We need to make sure that we don't just, it's dressing for warmth is not a fashion statement. We're not into a fashion statement out there with the backpack. Our job is to make sure we have the right thing. And the first things that I have in there is a first aid kit. I always have a first aid kit separate than this one, always in my truck, wherever we're going on an adventure, filming, etc. But I always have my Tranquility Mountain backpack, the Joey B Signature Series. So I guess when it's in my truck, I have two sets. But again, I'm leaving. Well, when you buy a first aid kit, and some of them are pretty good, and you can buy them, once again, camping stores and all, outdoor stores, you buy them, well, they don't always have exactly what I need in my kit. So I put extra things in there. And now one of the things I've purchased are they sell portable splints and things. So I've created my own kit out of their kit, just added to it. I always bring a headlamp, which, you know, is a flashlight that goes in your head. It could be a small flashlight, because sometimes, especially if you're out in the wintertime, you're getting home later than you normally would. And again, what happens if your vehicle breaks down? Well, hey, you always have a flashlight with you. I also always bring a length of rope, especially if we're going somewhere near ice. And this is the safety of someone falling through on the ice. At least I have something because, yes, and no joke, I am a decent cowboy with a lariat lasso. So I've got the rope with me. And also have a knife inside of there. And it's a small pocket knife. And check your area. Most pocket knives, by length to be legal to carry anywhere, the blade itself can't be larger than the width of your hand. So you just check with your local laws to see what that, but that is also in there. So inside the backpack, I always bring energy with me. And energy to me is, because I am a nutrition guy, it might be some walnuts and almonds, some pumpkin seeds, some sunflower seeds, and that's just me. You find something that's good for you energy-wise and healthy. And hydration. Now, remember, people go, well, it's a winter time and I don't need, well, guess what? You sweat all year long. So because you're sweating outside, and I just talked about all the wicking layers and all this, we need to rehydrate. And the reason for this, and I'll just give you a simple science lesson with your cells. When you begin to get dehydrated, even the smallest little amount, so if your cells shrink a little bit, even if you have the greatest amount of energy in that cell, you can't use all the energy unless your cells are totally hydrated. So that's why I want to make sure. And so one of my keys is to make sure that you have enough water. Well, when I was designing the Joey B Signature Series, I have an outside pouch designed on it for a couple reasons. If you happen to be me and you take a backpackable fly rod or spin rod combo with TFO, not TMO, TFO, I work with them too. That pouch is good enough for that, but that pouch is great enough for a huge water bottle. So this way I can take extra water with me all the time. So it's an outside pouch, straps right in there, very secure. So that's one of the things that is in my pack, or this in this case, on my pack. One of the other things in my pack for safety is a compass. Well, you need to know the direction. So you check out the sun and you know the direction. People just try to rely too much on GPSs. And what happens if your battery goes dead and all this? Well, learn how to use a compass. They have simple little courses. Once again, most outdoor stores offer them for free. And I also recommend this, especially if you're going out in the wild solo, and you hear me often saying this, and I don't recommend it, but I also say that there's many times that, yeah, I am out in the wild solo. Before you leave, you should leave a note on your kitchen table as to where you are going. All right. So this way, hey, you come up missing. Maybe you're, hey, just maybe simple as your truck broke down on the way home. But at least someone knows where you're at. So I want the compass, but I also want everyone else to know where I'm going and which direction. I always bring in that backpack extra socks and sock liners, extra hat, extra gloves. You know, what happens if you get wet, like you fell in the Dr. Dan type of thing? Or, and many times the case is the people I'm with, even though I, you know, discuss things with them and they listen to my show, but many times they are not as prepared. And I can say, hey, man, let's exchange hats. And, hey, make sure you get your cool hats back at the end of the trip. But I'll say, hey, why don't you try this hat? I think you'll be a little bit warmer. So I always have that. And if you're bringing food out in the wild, I recommend putting it in a Ziploc and then a Ziploc into a dry bag. I want to keep all my food stuffs separate because I don't want anything leaking onto all my clothing or first aid gear or anything like that. And dry bags also very inexpensive to have. But I also have a Ziploc in there because I don't want something that leaks out into my dry bag. So I just do it that way. Now, if you happen to be outside during a hunting season, well, I do recommend for you, and you don't have to be a hunter, but walk into a hunting store and buy some hunter orange so that you are safe. And I actually have a lightweight hunter orange fleece top. It's a vest. And I put it on if I happen to be out somewhere hiking along or whatever we're doing, we're filming, and it's hunting season. And the reason why I have it's a little bit larger is I can actually put it over my winter gear, or again, even if it's a little bit baggy in the fall or early spring, because turkey season is in spring, so think about that. You need to make sure that, you know, you're protecting yourself out there. So how do I keep all this gear together? Well, except for the coats and the fleece tops, I actually have huge Tupperwares. You go into my basement and you look and you see all these massive, the largest Tupperwares they sell in different colors. And you look at them going, what's the matter? You couldn't color coordinate? Well, each color represents something. I have one just for biking, and all my biking gear is in one Tupperware. So if I'm going, I just pick it up, throw it in a truck, throw my bike in it. I don't throw my bike in a truck. Put it on the bike rack, and we're off. Well, I also have one for my winter gear. So when I am going somewhere, and I don't, this one is huge. I don't take this whole Tupperware with me, but I could just know exactly where my gear is because I have some friends. I'll just call them unorganized, and you're going to pick them up, and you're going, oh, where's my hat? Hey honey, my boots were wherever. No. Everything is together. It's real simple. Pick it up, ready, set, go. So I do recommend that for you, and this will actually help you organize. And, you know, as I was doing my prepping my notes for my show, and I'm this huge note taker, I went down there, and I looked at my Tupperware because I wrote my notes and said, did I miss anything? And hey, I was real excited, did not. Went up to the closet, and I have one outdoor closet. No, it's not in the outside, but it's all my outdoor gear. And I looked through there to make sure as we prepped the notes. I was, yeah, batting 1,000 on that one too, but that was important. Now, I'm sort of getting to the end of my show, but not to the end of your outdoor adventure. Because listen to this. After the adventure, in my truck, this is what I always have. I always have a cooler. A cooler with extra water and extra energy inside of there. Because many times, you know, you get to the end of your trip and one of the people you're with, they either didn't have enough water for their trip and now they, or they've just, simply they've run out of it. Well, here's an extra, and I'm able to hand out some waters here. My good friend, Dr. Bobby, and I grew up, we did everything in the outdoors together. We backpacked, we hiked, we fished and kayaked and all this. And as time went on, as he was becoming Dr. Bob, he realized that I was bringing always food and water, and he decided that he didn't need to bring it because I would always have it. And like, we'll be in a kayak somewhere, and I'll be like, hey, Bob. He's going, no, I know you have extra water in there. And he'd come over, I know you got extra food. So I have become his source of food. I guess I have to because he's my good friend. But anyway, I do have the cooler with extra food and water in there. But in the truck, I also have extra boots. I have extra gloves / mittens, hats, socks, and the liners. Comfortable shoes, and I call this the aha moment. And the comfortable shoes, that aha moment are, you're done with your hike, you're taking your snow boots off or your hiking boots, and you have a lighter weight, and you put your boots, these lighter, comfortable shoes, and your feet are going, aha, aha, and then that's the aha moment there. And I also have a little fleece blanket in there because, you know, you get out, and some people are taking off a couple of layers, and they just want to stay warm until the truck warms up, or, hey, they want to stay comfortable, and, hey, there are a number of people who will snooze on. I don't snooze on a way home while I'm driving. But there are a couple of people that snooze. So I've got the fleece blanket in there. And I know that I've given you enough knowledge to make sure that you stay warm and comfortable and safe on your next cool weather outdoor adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free. And for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.